Speaking of school, we went to back to school night last night.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to get into like where we go to school or what kind of school or anything like that, but our kids just started school. Leo is, you know, in like that TK type class where he's transitioning into kindergarten. It's his first time being at school for most of the day, and he like got kicked out of class on his first day, which is amazing.
God, I love that boy.
I was like, why'd you get kicked out of class? He was like, because I was, you know, being too noisy and I wouldn't stop. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But sitting on the bench outside by himself did work because he doesn't like to do that. He wants to be with the class. You know what I mean? So it's just like so interesting because we go in and, you know, Leo's just so different than our older one, you know, yeah. And not in a bad way, just like a completely different personality type. But yeah, our school is like, we love our school. I'm so stoked for this year. We have like the best teachers, the best kids in each one of our kids' classes. And it's just been like amazing. I mean, I just did not go to the greatest schools growing up personally. Like they were like,
well, your parents probably didn't, may not care as much either.
Yeah.
We invest heavily in ourselves and in our family. And that's what, you know, who knows if it's going to be successful, but you know, I look at like, hey, they're in the best position to succeed. And if they don't succeed, we'll support them. You know what I mean? Like, It is really exciting, and we're very invested in their happiness, not their success. Success is a bad word. It's really the happiness.
Yeah.
Because Leo's he's very different.
Extremely
different. And I mean, it's funny because I think it's annoying in some areas, but like I look at it and like, dude, I'm like I wish I like borrow some of that. Like I wish I had little brother confidence. I'm so much like our oldest Mackenzie, but like I look at Leo, I'm like, Leo was the kid I wanted to be growing up. Leo was the kid I aspired to be like, hey, I want that confidence. I want that. Fuck it. I didn't get that until I was much older.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I think a lot of the things that will make him very successful in the long term that he'll struggle with in the interim, and he'll find himself, but I don't think I'll have a problem finding himself. I think he's unapologetically
himself. He marches
himself.
To the beat of his own drum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, Leo's a lot like me. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, extremely like you.
Yeah, so it's
for better,
like,
for worse, right? You could see it's a spectrum, right? It's not saying that like we need to be closer to, or no, it's nice to be closer to the middle, right? Like you can see that these gifts and talents that you have are dual-edged swords, right? They can be a strength of source and a strength of weakness or regret or challenge. So they need to be managed or tolerated, you know, and managed.
What's your thoughts? I don't want to say like where we are, but what are your thoughts on like public versus private? Like, do you think that it's sort of like equal education? I went to public school, and I actually really liked going to public school because my public school was it was not like rated high. It was probably like, you know, like a four, like I don't know, maybe a 5 out of 10 on like greatschools.org or whatever, but it was so diverse, which I really liked. Like diverse in every single way, like rich kids, poor kids, all races, all personality types, like people that lived kind of all different areas. I really enjoyed that, you know, and I think that set me up for like a lot of, I don't know, like social success or just like perspective. I don't really know. What do you think?
I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think you get in, it's like life. You get out what you put in. So whether you go to private school or public school, I think it has no effect. I think the private versus public thing, I think for me, it's more about the mechanism. So I have a really fundamental problem with this tragedy of the commons with using tax dollars for a lot of things. So I would prefer to pay for a service directly. Same thing with healthcare. I would prefer to pay for a service directly than pay an insurance provider and have that money either me take other people's premiums or somebody else take my premium. It's just I'm a capitalist. I prefer free markets. I prefer choice. And anytime the government, whatever side you're on, and I wouldn't talk, but it's like having them run something, I do not think that is a long-term solution for us as a society. I think it makes sense on a lot of, you know, like the defense and stuff like that, where it's like, but for our children, you know, I would prefer like the private to be able to have a relationship with the teacher, with the school, and have a feedback loop being, hey, I'm running a check. I know where it's going, and I know what service that my child's receiving, and I have a little bit of a say in how that looks.
Sort of like accountability.
Yeah, I enjoy the mechanism.
Yeah.
I enjoy the mechanism of all things private, not just private schools.
Yeah.
So that's
I do have to say, though, it's interesting. Like, I've learned a lot over the past, like, year and stuff because I've gotten a little bit more involved in, like, the school board, which the district that we're in. and, you know, just like reading choices that they've put in like high schools and stuff is like super inappropriate. Like there was this, and I've showed up to like school board meetings, you know, to like say my, you know, stand with whatever, you know, and I don't know, does it work? I don't know. I think it's also like political. Like I'm sure they like buy their positions. I swear it's like not even like legit voting. But one thing that I have noticed is that whatever's happening in your district, whether you're public or private, whatever district you're in that your private school is in, I feel it is influenced by that public school district. Does that make sense? Like the decisions that they make, the private school, a lot of them reflect back to what the district is doing in that area. So it's like, you know, are they doing these reading books? Like, and they'll like pull some of that in. And then a lot of private schools take funding. So even though it's private, they still kind of follow a lot of public school curriculum, like that math that everyone's doing now. We don't do it. What's that math? It's like the really weird way of doing your math. I forget what it's called, but you guys know what I'm talking about if you follow this stuff even remotely. And they'll kind of like mimic or, you know, utilize or pull from, and especially if they get funding. If they get funding, then they're kind of not forced to follow along. But I've just learned that there's a lot of influence going on, even in private schools or charter schools or public schools that have like sort of that where parents like donate, which we have one like up the street. Yeah. It's a really good public school, but like parents have a little bit more control because parents are like donating a certain amount every year or whatever. So that's kind of been interesting, but I think a lot of it is not like intentionally bringing like bad stuff into the school, which I know some people might disagree with, but I think it's like negligence. Like people just aren't paying attention to details and they're like approving books that end up going in the libraries that you're like, this is not appropriate. Like this one book that was in like Corona Del Mar High School or something for ninth grade readers, it was about like this time in the future where you have your children as like a donation to the world to donate their like organs and like blood and their bodies for like research. And like, it's just the weirdest thing to like have in a ninth grade mind. I don't know. That was like really creepy for me. I was like, why is this on the library for a ninth grade book? But I don't think it's necessarily intentional all the time. I think it's a lot of just like, they're just like checking the boxes. Like they don't make that much money and they're just kind of pushing stuff through. Like they think it's okay. So they're like, okay, put it on the shelves. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think anytime we look to an institution and expect them to have our goodwill and our best interests at heart.
Or be thorough and really, really good at their jobs.
Or you're going to be disappointed. Yeah. So like, I don't know. I think, you know, I think you make whatever decision's right for you, but whatever decision you make is not a replacement for being actively involved in
your
child's life.
That's what I think too.
And I think that's what happens. People expect to, you know, pay no taxes, a bunch of taxes, and send their kids off to these public or private schools that, like, they're going to return to you this, you know, it's like they're outsourcing raising their kids kind of. It's like, yeah, it's, no, you still have to be involved. You still have to not be an idiot, like, be a leader, set a good example. Like, you know, and I think the piece is like, and I was talking with Kenzie about strict teachers, is like, I've learned more from teachers I had a lot of friction and couldn't stand it and say rated lower than the ones that were my friends from second grade to seventh grade to call. I mean, I'm a cost accounting professor in college. The worst grade I ever got was a C. I learned more in that class than any A+ class I've ever had. So I think, you know, handling it, like, they need to be introduced to more adversity. So I think that's my only kind of challenge. Like, and I think about a lot about where we live. It's like the boys live a very comfy, good life, and it's all they've ever known. And it's, you know, our childhood isn't really relevant to them.
Yeah.
You know, and I worry about that. Not too much because, like, they're still very young.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, but what you can do is there's a lot of stuff outside of school. School's like 5 hours, 6 hours, like, you know, they're up for 18 or whatever it is. Like, there's a lot of other stuff, sports, organized sports, music, computers, like, you know, just want to find what your kid passionate about, what makes them tick.
Yeah.
Chances are it's not fucking school. Like, newsflash. So, you know.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah.
So I had some breaking news today on my Instagram. I broke major worldwide news before any.
Anybody list you as a source?
They should. No, I'm just kidding.
Sources.
Well, my source was like alleged. It was like, so Kendall, who is like our director of content, and I work like super close together, and she like texted me this morning. And Kendall, is it okay that I said your name? I'm sorry. Like,
really,
you think
setting the bar high here, Kendall. I don't know where you're going to go from this. First week.
I know.
First week on the job.
So Kendall sends me
matriarchy death.
Kendall sends me a message this morning and says, the Queen of England has died. they're waiting to like confirm sources before they announce it in the media. And I'm like, no way, dude. Seriously, she sends me like a screenshot from, she has like a direct connection to someone who works in media. And they basically told her, hey, just so you know, we just got word the queen has passed away and we're waiting for confirmed sources to announce it. We have like the exclusive or whatever. So I was like, I'm just going to go with stories and say, like, allegedly, this is what like Kendall told me. And here you guys go. Like, they're going to announce it later.
Yeah, way to reveal your source, your sources.
Sorry. Maybe we had to black out her name. Should we just bleep out her name?
Probably do that.
I'm sorry, Kay. So, yeah. So I posted it and people were like, no way. They just posted that she's laying on her bed comfortable. And I'm like, all right, we'll see. Wait for a couple hours. What do you know? Guess who broke the story first? This girl. Really, it was not me. It was Kay.
Beep.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really her. I don't want to take credit from where credit is due. Follow her on Instagram for more exclusive news stories. But yeah, that's kind of crazy. You know, I don't ever, you know, some people are really into the royal family. And personally, I'm not. I've never been like infatuated or even interested in them, like with weddings, whatever, Princess Diana, not really. Of course, I know who they are. They're so freaking famous, but not really my cup of tea. But I know it is a lot of people's. But regardless, I mean, 96 years of life, like serving her country the way that she did and accomplishing what she did. I mean, I think that's a beautiful, amazing life that she lived. And we should celebrate it. You know, like that's so inspiring. Like I hope that I can live to 96 and still be accomplishing things at that age, which she was. So it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's twice as like it's. Yeah. If that's the case, I lived a third of my life. I can't imagine
I know, 96.
If I like live to be 96. To me, that's the wilder part of the story, like that she's that old or that like we have like that's the thing I thought was like, oh, shit, I can't believe people live that long. And like, I can't believe kings and queens are still a thing. Like
my own grandmother actually is in her 90s. She's 93.
Yeah, G-mom.
So it's in my genes, guys. You can't get rid of me. I'm here to stay. I'm 37 now.
A long time.
Well,
you
I mean,
this weird
I
thing,
spend
though.
Enough fucking money on my health.
Well,
I better.
No, and you've had their weird, you know, like, oh, this is the year. It's like I had a medium
okay,
tell
no,
me one
I did.
Time that I was going to die from head trauma.
No, like, no, a medium didn't tell me that. Okay. I had a premonition when I was a kid that I was going to be unalived at the age of 35 from head trauma. And I did go to a medium after that because it was in my head my whole childhood. I thought this. I thought, well, I better live it up and enjoy because 35, some accident's going to happen with head trauma and I'm gone. So eventually when I got closer to 35, I'm 37 and a half now, so phew, made it. Yeah. But I did go
and
to
a
medium.
Wearing a helmet. You had to wear a helmet for like half the year. That was weird, but to each
luckily
their own.
It was during COVID, so I didn't leave my house. That's probably how I survived. No, okay. I did go to a medium, though. Once I started hitting, like, 34, I, like, called up my girl, who I never give her name out because I whenever I do, people blow up, and then I can't get in with them myself, and then it's, like, makes me so sad, so I don't really, like, refer people to her, but she's amazing, and she always reads my energy so good, and I was like, am I, like, what's going on at the age of 35 with, like, head trauma? And she told me that was a past life that happened to you. And it's just, like, still sort of, like, the trauma is with you or whatever. And that's why you're feeling that. But that's old news. It's not going to happen. It happened in a different life and whatever. Which I fully believe in. You know, like, I'm going to be real. I fully believe in aliens. I believe in different dimensions. I believe in past lives. I think this is probably my, like, thousands of lives, at least hundreds of lives. Him and I have been married 3 times. This is our third marriage in this lifetime.
Oh, figured we'd be a little bit.
You can see how much he believes. You can see how much he believes.
Ah, mine is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.